Nearly 2 months after inking a deal with Ohio Agriculture to postpone a constitutional amendment on factory farming in return for animal welfare improvements, Humane Society of the United States President and CEO Wayne Pacelli returns to Columbus today to urge the Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board to begin implementing the reforms contained in the agreement. Paul Shapiro, director of HSUS's factory farming campaign, says Pacelli will remind the 13-member board that
right now the Care Standards Board has a set of recommendations that come from the Ohio Farm Bureau, from the Ohio Soybean and Corn Producers, from the Ohio Pork Producers Council, the Ohio Poultry Association, the Ohio Veterinary Medical Association, the governor of Ohio, Ted Strickland, and HSUS. I mean, every major interest group that has a stake in this issue has the exact set of recommendations. And so we want to work with the Care Standards Board to implement those recommendations that, again, every single major agricultural trade group, the governor, and the animal welfare groups are endorsing.
The controversial agreement calls on the Livestock Care Standards Board to phase out the use of veal crates and sow gestation stalls. It also recommends a moratorium on permits for new battery cage confinement facilities for laying hens and provisions mandating humane euthanasia methods for sick or injured animals and banning the transport of downer cows for slaughter. Failure by the board to implement the suggested reforms by the end of this year could void the agreement and allow HSUS to pursue a ballot initiative when it chooses. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.